Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The development of novel materials has greatly improved the functionality of prosthetic limbs in recent decades. And as Kisa Nishikawa, professor of biology at Northern Arizona University, explains, a new class of muscle-mimicking material is poised to bring further advances in mobility.
Imagine a young veteran with a prosthetic leg walking down the street chatting with his wife. He doesn't notice he's approaching a pothole and the sudden shift in terrain causes him to stumble. The artificial leg that has served him well cannot anticipate a pothole. Despite many recent advances in prosthetic technology, science has not yet been able to mimic the intrinsic adaptive properties of your muscles, which allow them to instantly accommodate changes in the environment, even before your brain can react. But this may change soon. Our research at Northern Arizona University has succeeded in reproducing the responsiveness of a human muscles using a muscle-like actuator. Researchers are working on a prototype based on decades-long investigations of the rapid movements of animals, such as chameleons, frogs, and toads. Study of animals that project their tongues to catch prey led to the breakthrough idea that a giant spring-like protein called chitin plays an important role in active muscle contraction. The discovery has led to a fundamental insight into how to build muscle-like actuators, as well as sensors for prosthetic devices. Currently, control of prostheses requires sensors to predict what the wearer is trying to do so that the motor power can be adjusted accordingly. While your muscles adjust automatically to unanticipated changes, prostheses need sensors and computers to tell them when and how to make changes to new input. In contrast, a muscle-like actuator adapts instantly, which allows a simpler control system. In addition to its prosthetic applications, this new actuator may enhance the fields of robotics by decreasing energy costs. It also may benefit bionics and perhaps even lead to exoskeletal robotic suits that can enhance physical performance, reminiscent of the $6 million man.
That was Kisa Nishikawa of Northern Arizona University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.